Today we've got a special guest joining us just in time for the holiday season. He is, I've got to say, he is the inventor of one of the most common stocking stuffers across college campuses in America. We got Joe Francis on the line, creator of Girls Gone Wild. How you doing?
And recording.
How you doing, guys?
Doing good.
I know. Hey, listen, I also have my attorney, David Houston, on the line with us.
Oh, guys.
Hey, how you doing, attorney David Houston?
Doing well.
Now, you are calling us from prison, if I'm not mistaken, right, Joe?
No, I'm calling from jail, not prison.
I'm sorry.
I have not been convicted of a crime. I have been held without bail.
Yeah, in fact, yeah, you haven't even been allowed bail.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. I've been held without bail by, you know, this small Florida town that has had a vendetta against me for about 5 years, and it's called Panama City, Florida, and they just think it's funny to mess with me a little bit. And if you read the New York Times article yesterday, it kind of went into a little bit of detail about that.
Actually, I heard about this. They've been trying to prosecute you for a long time on a variety of different things. Now, what have they even told you what they're holding you for now? Or what's the reason?
I'm actually being held now for my own prescription medication charge and my own cash. When I was ordered to jail, the first time I've ever been actually to jail, when the Panama City judge ordered me to jail for not settling a lawsuit brought by the judge's ex-law partner for $70 million. $70 million. I mean, tell me this isn't shady, guys. It's the shadiest stuff ever. And, you know, it's like, if you read that New York Times article yesterday, everybody's quoted it, like, you know, Greta Van Susteren, even conservatives. You know, conservatives are on my side. Conservative Christians are on my side.
You don't really find that much, do you?
No.
You know what we're finding, guys, is people have separated this morality issue from the legal issue, which I congratulate them for.
Right.
And these folks we're talking to will state straight up, we don't like what you do. We don't like you for doing it. You may burn in hell for it, but I'll tell you what, the fact that the government has done this to you is atrocious, and we'll stand behind your right to do what you do.
On the line with us, we've got attorney David Houston, a representation for Joe Francis, creator of Girls Gone Wild. He's also on the line with us, actually live from where he's being incarcerated at, held without bail. Now, Joe, can I ask you a couple of questions about the videos? Just a couple. I got some questions that I've always wanted to ask.
Okay, cool.
Okay, first of all, you come up with this idea, okay? Probably out partying somewhere thinking, gosh, I got a camera in my hand. There's the recorded message again.
Yeah.
How did this spawn? Were you the guy holding the camera in the very beginning? Was it kind of a dare? How did you get into
it? I'd like to say that was the story, but it's really like I was producing. Do you remember a video series called Banned from Television?
Yes, I remember Banned from Television.
Yeah, well, I produced that. That was my first, video project. And I was actually producing the third volume of Banned from Television when I came up with the idea for Girls Gone Wild. I was like, a piece of spring break footage came in, an arrest on spring break, and that was the genesis.
Really? Okay, so this all started from spring break. Now, where was the footage shot?
Lake Havasu.
We can give props to Lake Havasu.
Yeah, right in our own backyard.
Right in our own backyard. A lot of us party in Lake Havasu.
right near Coachella.
And a lot of us are right there on Girls Gone Wild, actually. I gotta say,
Have you made it on the Guys Gone Wild or the Girls Gone Wild?
No, I haven't made it on either of them. But Guys Gone Wild, that was our next question. Did you just see an open market and say, hey?
Wide open market.
How wide open?
The thing is like I just got sick of the question, do you exploit women? And I'm like, no, I exploit men too. I'm an equal opportunity exploiter.
Yeah, obviously they're not seeing the videos. The guys look stupid. Not stupid, but I mean, like, the guys are just entranced and they do whatever.
I've never seen the guys.
Our camera chicks are pretty hot, though.
Yeah.
We
actually had an interesting, I don't know if you saw that show, Sunset Tan.
Uh-huh. I've seen clips of it.
Where our girls gone wild, our guys gone wild, camera girls.
You're kidding!
No, the Ollie girls.
That's funny.
They're brain dead, but guys, it's like a doggy bone to dogs.
Exactly.
It's pretty
funny,
man.
Follow them right in.
Check it out on the internet, meetjoefrancis.com, right? Did I get it right?
Yep, you got it.
Joe Francis, creator of Girls Gone Wild, along with attorney David Houston. Thank you guys very much for being on the program.
Hey, thank you.
And I hope you get this issue cleared up soon.
We will.
Thanks, guys, for having us on.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Take care, guys.